This is Let's Keep It Real with Sandy Joy Weston, your weekly dose of positivity with awesome stories and guests from all over the world. It's an opportunity to learn some great new things and expand your mind. We'll tackle topics from all areas of life, and as always with Sandy, the sky's the limit.
Well, 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 my Let's Keep It Real people. I'm excited that I figured it out. The internet gods weren't with me, but I'm like, wait a minute, Rebecca Scott is too freaking awesome. If I have to do this on the phone, if I have to go visit her, which I would love because I think she lives in South Dakota, but we'll find out more. But let me tell you a little bit about Rebecca. She's a shortest intro ever. Midwest mama. Serial entrepreneur, host of the Love the Name Encourager podcast, and the founder of a handmade purse and accessory brand, which is material behind her for 15 years, and coach for moms committed to helping them thrive in their multi-passionate lifestyle without hustling. Rebecca, how are, is it South Dakota? Did I get that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's South Dakota. And you're one of the only people who said you'd love to come visit. We'd love to have you.
Okay, so they don't, she doesn't know me yet. I could go, okay, and then in a few days I'm out there going, hey,
I'll pick you up.
Okay, so let's start with the thing we start with every person, which is you get to pick one word, whatever pops into your head that best describes your past 30 days, one word, and then why that word popped in your head.
Oh, past 30 days, I only get one word. Wild.
What? Okay. We haven't had that in a while. All right. Tell us about why wild.
Because we live in South Dakota, so we have extremes of weather, and we had the mildest winter ever. So it was really weird. And we farm and ranch, so weather's a big deal to us. Anyways, and so it was this mild winter, and we are all bummed because my family actually likes snow and we like chores around it and all the stuff. And then we got slammed with a blizzard and it's melting as quick as it came. And so that felt wild. And then just the extremes of like, then we had sickness in the house. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how long do we have to go through this? And I have four kiddos. So then it kind of ran its course, not in 2 days, but decided to, you know, let's just stretch it out to 14 days. And so that's why I use the word wild. Like you just had to hop on the ride.
Yeah. Yeah. Go for it. All right. We're going to start with the biggest question. Rebecca, I got over and over again when I said people, your information, besides, which I'm sure you hear all the time. Yeah. She's not human. She's from another planet. This does not exist. we get that all. Right. And the fact, yes. You know, you get all these businesses and you're happy and you got the four kids. It's like Pleasantville. So.
Right. Right.
The biggest question we got is, were you born this way? Were you always even flow, organized, you know, not get out of control too much? That's what they want to know. Like, basically, where did you get this from?
I think I got it from my parents. And I would say this, I am more disciplined than I am motivated. So that helps a lot, because even when you're not in the mood or you don't have the motivation, then my discipline kicks in and I'll kick it out every time. It's kind of like a whole thing here when you're in the Dakotas that you're just born with more grit. So part of it is I'm just born tougher than the average person, I think. And that could be the extremes of weather, living conditions, working with animals. You just learn really quick.
Yeah.
To have grit. So part of it I was born with. The other part, I don't know, but I was selling, you know, I sew for a living also and coach. And I was selling stuff on the playground in fourth grade. So when others were like playing kickball, I was like, I bet I could sell this stocking cap that I just made last night. So some of that, I don't know that you can learn that at that young of age. So I think it was just innate in me to like want to make something and then sell it and have somebody enjoy it. So that part, I think I was just born with it, because my mom sews for a living. And when I was little, I'd watch her sew, but she would never sell any of it. And I remember consciously thinking, why wouldn't you like sell this to someone? This is amazing. And so now my mom works for me actually now. We're going on 15 years and she still thinks it's hysterical. Like I didn't know people would buy handcrafted things. I'm like, yep, proved you wrong.
That's what they want is handcrafted things.
Yeah. Yes. And I think it was just, I don't know for her if it was just like, if it was a confidence thing or if it was more like her upbringing with depression era, if it was like, no, you just keep it for your family. But I took it way out of that loop. I was like, no, these are beautiful things. They're well crafted. Let's sell them.
All right, so let's back up and unpack a few things there. One, you're naturally a salesperson or an entrepreneur. Like you're like, wait a minute, I got it. They need it. Let's exchange, right? So that was happening in for you. Mom, she sewed, and now that she's been working for you for 15 years,
She
and
has.
how did that go? And it sounds like you get along peachy.
We do for the most part because we can be really, really honest with each other too. So, she'll see some of my designs and be like, oh, are you sure this is what you want? And then I'll say, yes, mom, I know I can sell. And she's like, okay, I trust you. I know. I just wanted to say. So it's kind of funny. Like I take it as like a, you always need a positive or you always need a feedback loop. And sometimes my feedback loop comes from my mom, but I appreciate that she makes me pause and go. And she has some background in education that I didn't have in my entrepreneurial journey, like with her college degree and stuff that I do appreciate. And so I do need to reference that, like, maybe she is right on this pattern, or maybe she is right on this trend. And so I just always, I'm comfortable with the feedback loop coming from my mom.
And she loves you to pieces and wants you
Oh,
to
she
do
does.
it. So you're like, yeah,
Right.
that's the
Yeah.
best. You know, with
She would not
your
want to destroy me. So of
yeah.
course she's going to tell me if she's questioning it 100%.
Yeah. So fortunate. Okay. Now, what about dad? What about Papa? What
Oh,
was
he's
he like?
amazing. Oh, he's amazing. My dad is, again, we're in South Dakota here. So he looks like, is anybody familiar? This will crack people up. With Waldrug. Are you familiar with what Waldrug is? It was the
No.
largest drugstore in the United States. It's like our one claim to fame outside of Mount Rushmore, okay? So he looks like the Marlboro Man without all the bad habits. So if you don't know the Waldrug reference, I would say he looks like a Waldrug postcard. But I'm sure everybody knows the Marlboro Man without all the cigarettes. That was my dad. Like really.
Oh, the
Oh
Marlboro Man.
yeah, we know him, right? But without all the bad habits. And so he was fantastic with us kids and didn't have a great dad, but changed his life by knowing Jesus and then just raised us really awesome and tenderly and but also full of grit. Like we knew how to work hard. So I love my dad so much. I named a whole brand of my handcrafted business. My whole leather line is called 1948 Leather. And it's named after the year my dad was born. And the logo on the purses is the brand we put in our cows when I was growing up. So it's real close to the heart. And most of the bag styles are named after characters, if you will, in my life that have taught me lessons.
That's awesome. Okay,
So yeah.
so you said you grew up there, right? And
Yes.
you got the grit. Did you live on a farm and work on a farm?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, right there's grit. I mean, come on.
Right. Right. And he also taught me how kind of my entrepreneurial way because his dad didn't like horses, but my dad always did. He just had so much love for them and granddad didn't want to mess with them. So my dad read everything he could get his hands on and just practiced with them all the time. And I remember watching it and going, okay, it's possible to learn something and then apply it. Like he could have said like, okay, it's just not going to be my life. And he didn't. He was like, no, I'm going to figure this out. And then he also like had mentors that he would like meet up with and they teach him how to rope or they teach him all these skills, including mechanicking. Like he was like, I like mechanic work. He could learn some of that from his dad, but he would seek employment in the winter months to learn more about it. So his need to learn things also taught me like it's not intimidating to learn, just go learn it.
I love that. First of all, my dream is to live not on the farm. I want to live next to the
I get that. Yep. Yeah.
it. And I have never been to South Dakota, but I'm willing to go. But I love like Colorado. Like I'm a mountain girl, mountain biker, hiker, anything, rivers, streams, you got it. And I love
Then
it.
you
I'm like,
want
oh,
West River, South Dakota. That's a lot like Colorado. It's just not
yeah.
quite as tall. We don't have mountains, we have hills.
That's all right. Okay. So now here you are with all these businesses, but do you also live on a farm now and work the farm?
Yeah, so we farm and ranch, then I have their brand, so that helps like guys, it's not like I'm running three businesses, they're all combined and they all kind of mean the same thing. So they're three different brands. But yes, we farm and ranch now. We have soybeans and corn, and then we have about
Okay.
80 head of cow-calf combinations. So that means mamas and babies. And my husband does construction on the farm here. I don't help as much as I would like to on the farm now. I would love to, but it's kind of like I'm the kid sister. My oldest son is 17. So if he beats me out for chores, he wins every time because he's just more skilled at it. So I'm like the kid sister who's trying to put my boots on his fast pass. I'm like, pick me. And then I lose and he gets to go instead. So I would like
the way you say my son gets to go do chores instead. The mothers are out there going, what?
There's something, I mean, you know, in this life of business, there's something though that's so grounding. And maybe again, that's how I grew up. There's something so grounding about regular day chores and like everybody has to be fed, including animals, fed, watered, taken care of. Like, I love that sort of mundaneness, if you will. Yeah, there's just something very edifying.
I didn't grow up on a farm. There are a lot of farms near me. My neighbor wasn't supposed to have animals. We live in the suburbs.
He ended up having a big
animals. I loved it. I mean, it did kind of smell, but you know, I was all right with that. The rest of the neighbors were like, oh my God, we live, you know, it wasn't a farm area, but whenever I feel even a little bit stuck or stressed, I go outside, even in the winter, but I do love spring and summer. And I dig and I pick weeds and I plant flowers or veggies.
Yeah.
There's something with the earth. That's why I like hiking. Yeah. I absolutely love, I'm just going to say it, talking to trees. Like I hug trees. I feel the energy.
Oh, good. Yeah. It's totally fine. Absolutely. Creation is beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so now let's get to the, because I always get in trouble. Like, Sandy, you went off on a tangent. You didn't get some of our questions in. So we're going to get the question. Because you talk about it a lot, about your 5-key system, and that you don't have to have a chaotic home, and you don't have to be like we do. I have wonderful friends that are amazing entrepreneurs and moms, and I love them. I'm not the person like them. Rebecca, that they're getting up, and which is great, at 3:30 in the morning, and they're ready to go. So that's what they want to know. They said, God bless those other women. We're not that early of a morning person. So when you get this all in, they really want to know, what's your morning routine? How many hours? Blah, blah, blah. Let's go.
So do you actually want to know my morning routine? Is that what you're asking?
I absolutely do.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would always ask this thing. I always give this little tidbit. If you won't trade places with the person, I probably wouldn't take their advice. If you don't, you know, the 3:30 a.m., I'm like, no. And first of all, I always say, like, how's your marriage? Because when are they going to bed and stuff? So that's not something I can do in mine. Because also that's when my kiddos most open up, is in the evening. And so if they're opening up at 9:30, I got to sign up for this conversation, and 3:30 is not going to happen. I typically wake up between 5:15 and 5:30. And I call it burpees and Jesus. I love exercise and I love burpees. So everybody just choke a little bit on that. But I love them.
You know?
I love it.
Do you say quotes? Do you have quotes that you say every day?
I do. I do a whole list of about 25 affirmations. Yep. And then I talk to Jesus. I literally have a picture of him. I talk to him for a little bit and then I get everybody up and get showered and all that stuff. But I think it's just to get your body moving. And I always say, like, get up, even if it's just 5 minutes, depending on the stage of life, if you've got newborns or toddlers, even just 5 minutes before your circus, it sets the whole day in a different tone. And I do about 2 hours before everybody wakes up that I have by myself, but that's my stage of life right now. But even just waking up just 5 minutes before everybody will drastically change your outlook for the day.
So when you said, okay, so you give yourself 2 hours. And I know I have friends that do the whole thing, 5 minutes to a few hours. How long is that part? Let's go back again, because I know they're going to say, we missed it. How long is the part that's the exercise part with community?
Probably like 30 to 45 minutes of exercise, and then about 10 minutes of Jesus. I go back to my Bible time after I drop the kids off to like read the Bible, but the 10 minutes is just praying, meditation.
And then what else do you do with the rest of the time before the family gets up?
Oh, that's it. Then they got to be up. That's all the time I have. Then everybody's got to be up. So it's probably not 2 hours. That's a good point. Then everybody's got to be woken up, get on the bus and all that good stuff. Get breakfast going.
Okay. And give me the ranges of the kids.
Yes, Gus is 17, Iverson is 14, Rosalind is 11, and Pixen is 9.
Oh.
Yeah. So okay. Nobody's super young yet, but yeah, they can get up on their own and stuff, but they still need breakfast and all that good stuff.
Okay. So I'm writing, so they know, because they know I'm big into how you start your day. I really so much believe that. I mean, this sets your whole tone. Like, how you show up in the world, you just spend that time. It's amazing. And I do have a lot of clients, all different types of faiths, but I do have clients that combine. And it's powerful. Mm-hmm. You know, they combine their workout with their affirmations and their faith.
Yeah.
And it's magical.
So, yeah.
And I have one that really has a book. It's called Notes to Jesus. And I'm going to send her your information. Because
oh, good.
She has a whole thing that she does. And she...
Oh, I would love to know it.
Wow. She works out. And she does a lot of boxing and her stuff, too.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. All right. Anything like super physical. Yep. Love it.
Okay. So now, the next question we got. We get that you start your day. What goes on? How many do you... I just want to make sure. Let me see what Sally said. Do you carve out, this is how much time is for work, this is how much time is for your husband, this is how much time is for your kid, or is every week different? That's what Sally Bell, that's a made up name. Sally Bell wants to know.
Okay. Well, each week is relatively the same for me because I am a handcrafted manufacturer and I haven't gone to a like mass manufacturer. Okay. So the weeks look similar, but the kids' activities look different. And my marriage may look different week to week, depending on what season we're in, again, because we farm and ranch. So, but I do have, like, the days are blocked for certain themes, if you will. Whoops. And then the kids' activities, you know, I just put it in my, like, I kind of have to be off of work by about 4 or 5 o'clock each day so that I can get them to activities and that sort of thing. And we live in the country, so a lot of our time is spent driving to whatever the activity is. But I also have some rules that I've done, like we don't let them be in activities until they're the age of 9 so that we can kind of control some of that chaos that ensues. And let's be honest, nobody's going to remember their 6-year-old soccer game. They just aren't. Like, yes, they'll probably have a lot of joy, but they're not going to remember it. So that's like one natural barrier we put in there. So like Mondays is really high production for me because I just love Mondays. I love Mondays. My hands are on the fabric. It's called serging and kit making. And then Tuesdays is my CEO day. That means I'm stuck at the computer a lot. Listen to me. You know how much I like it when you say stuck. But I'm a leader and I've got 20 people on my team. So I sit at the computer, respond, take meetings that day. Wednesday is back to sewing. I get to do what's called fit and finish. It's marrying the outside of the purse and the inside of the purse together. And any of the leather work that has to be processed. And then Thursdays is more meetings and podcasts. And then Friday is live events. I go live on Facebook and Instagram and do some sales. So each day does have a theme.
You're highly organized, Rebecca. You're highly organized.
I am. Yep. So yep. Do you have it? Worked it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So do you have it written down? Like you look at it and block it out? Is it written down somewhere?
Yes. I have an agenda sheet. This was a really provocative podcast title, but I had to write it. It was why I threw my planner away. I don't have a planner. I don't like that our age is like, we're going to run around with this planner that's like this thick, like 2 inches thick, and we're going to carry it everywhere. I'm like, that is gross. I'm not doing it. So I threw it away. I wanted one sheet of paper, and the one sheet of paper was for that week. Now, sometimes I do have to transfer things to the next week. But the most glorious thing is I get to crumple the piece of paper up at the end of the week and throw it away. And there's no, so I do plan, obviously, this sheet of paper has Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on it. And then it actually has some affirmations on there. And it has some, you know, it has the sheets. It's a free downloadable on my podcast too. But it's fantastic. So I just have one sheet of paper and then I can look at the week and go, all right, some things are going to need to move around. Like I'm trying to squeeze too much in. Or I've got a little bit of time in here. Let's like marry something that I tried to do last week. I think I will have time to do it this week.
I'm so glad you said that because I think it's really important. There's more than one way. Some people like planners. Some people like some people like 30 days this.
Yep. I just
paper person. You didn't know that.
I know I'm a freak about pencils.
I love it.
I love it too. I love pencils because they erase. It's more fluid for me. And I feel more like, because there's a part of me that wants to rebel against structure. So the fact that I don't have the planner and I can be like, let's make it happen, works really well. It's probably why I also chose to be an entrepreneur. I couldn't stand the 8-to-5 thing. They would bury me alive. I wouldn't want it.
Yeah. Well, you're doing what works for you. And that's important for moms to see that. But it's also important for them to see, which you talk about all the time, is how it is possible to be a mompreneur and be extremely successful and not feel like you're going to kill yourself every single day.
Yes. No. I don't like this whole, you just got to wake up earlier or you just got to hustle harder. It's not sustainable either. And your family will feel it really quickly. So I set out to make sure that I could do both. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay. So let's break down a little bit, because you've mentioned, or I've mentioned before, about you have a 5-key system that you talk about. Mm-hmm. Can we just go over that a little bit?
Yeah. So I would say this. I developed this after I had a moment that everybody will relate to. My son was 18 months old. My business was 18 months old. He was asking for a snack and I was running into the house, in and out of the house, to pack for an art show, like a craft show. And he kept asking for a snack. And on his third time asking for the snack, I lost it. I screamed at him, only 18 months old. I said, stop. And then realized the gross over-exaggeration I just had on my kiddo. And so I got him the snack, sat down with him, cried my eyes out and thought, how am I going to do this? I didn't get the message like, I'm going to have to quit until he gets older. I got the message, you can do both. And so I thought, and this was just like a prayerful thing of like, I want to do both, but I want to do them both well. And so I canceled the show, which is a big deal in the craft show world. They would not invite me back, and decided if I'm going to do this, I got to figure it out. So what I started doing that week and how the systems came about is I started timing everything I did that week. And I just kept a journal with me. I'm like, okay, here's how long it takes to make breakfast for him. Here's how long it takes to exercise. Here's how long it takes to make food. Here's how long it takes to clean the house. Here's how long it takes to work. Here's how long it takes to email. You get the idea. And I did that over and over. And then I started zooming out after the week of timing everything and going, huh. I started highlighting common areas. And the common areas were a me system, like how I was taking care of myself, exercise, prayer, walks with girlfriends, whatever. Then there was the food system, and that was like asking the question, what's for supper? Then there was the home system that was like, well, how do I take care of my home, clean it, do laundry, take care of things, make it a sanctuary? Then there was the family system, like what were the values that I was spending time teaching the kids and that my husband and I were making sure was like the full idea of who the Scots are. And then there was the work system, like, okay, what was I doing to answer the questions who, what, when, where? And why? Why was I doing the work? And so as these systems, as I zoomed out, I looked down, I'm like, okay, these I can work within. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, try to zoom out, look at those areas. You can kind of imagine they're very easily titled. Like if you're really burnt out on all of them, which one could you start working on and just isolate that one and then just work on your food system? Like maybe it's because you've been eating crap for a really long time. Or maybe it's just because you do just need to order the food that comes straight to your door for just the time, because it's just too stressful to cook. Permission. What I love about it is that each system is very common for all of us, but they can be flexible to your current needs. So, and every family makeup is unique, you know? And so when my me system, I always laugh when I coach, is like, mine is burpees and Jesus. And people are like, excuse me, no way. You know, like that is not how I build myself up. Theirs is more like a calm walk. Theirs is a cup of coffee at their favorite chair. That's okay. Whatever your version is, just make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And then also the work system, I kind of laugh about, because especially in the entrepreneur, the side gig, or if you're working from home, which by the way, I was doing that long before anybody thought it was cool. So these systems really work now that everybody is trying to work from home, is they don't actually block out. They don't answer the question, when? When are you working? And they're like, well, I just work in between naps, or I work here and then I work until midnight on this night. And I'm like, how's that working? And sometimes that's okay for a month while you try to figure it out. But if you actually answered the question when you're going to work, you might get the help that you need to make it happen, or get honest with yourself about, okay, I'm going to have to turn this into just a 20-hour gig for now. Or I can ramp it up and I can go 60 hours. I love when you start timing. One of my assignments to everybody that I coach is time how long. And they're like, I had no idea I was spending 6 hours on Instagram. You're like, yep. Well, now you know. Don't judge yourself. It's just now you know. So what would you rather do with that time? Or if you want to keep it, that also permission there. But like when you become aware of what system you're spending the most time in, and if it's still broke, then you just need to make some adjustments rather than feeling overwhelmed by everything. Just take one of them and make some improvements in that one. And then you can start another one and you'll realize how well both the home and the work life start working together when you've made the tweaks to make them more harmonious.
I think I'm going to go out on a limb here that one of the biggest things that you do is whatever your faith is, you're reconnecting mm-hmm. with it. And that is giving a lot of peace and answers to you. So, you know, because you don't know me that well. When I call God Neil, me and God have a relationship. His name is Neil. So me and Neil, like we have conversations, but I think whatever it is in the, and I grace it all, that the answers come, you know, if you're there to listen. So you're communing every day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
And so to me, that's like, okay, that's the biggest thing. And then underneath it, you have these systems, you know?
Yeah.
But it brings you right back. You know what I mean? It brings you right back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, because what'd you say?
I said, you can see it all over your face.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's written on my obituary that I also read every morning. I know it's strange, but I do. It says that that people would leave me with a renewed sense of joy of what they too want to accomplish. So when they see me, that they would go, you know what? If she can do it, then I can do it. And so that's very kind of you to say, but I read it probably not every day, but about 3 to 5 times a week, I read my obituary. I know, it's super purposeful. You guys, it's so purposeful. It'll make you
get it. Yeah, how do I want to live my life? I'm now. Like, how do I want to be remembered? Yeah, remind you.
You know, otherwise we get caught in the mundane of like, what casserole to serve? And I'm like, I'm not doing this. This is shallow. Like, can we please think bigger? So the obituary allows me to zoom out and think bigger.
Yeah. And I think as far as the coaching that you do, and I tell this to people all the time.
Okay.
Whoever you pick, make sure they exude what you want. Like, if you don't want to work, if they're retired and they don't need money, and then you want a financial coach and they're not, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. So if you're a mom, you want to figure out how to have a business, you want to see someone that exudes joy while doing it.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That goes to the, would you switch places with them? And then ask for a ton of testimonies, because sometimes it's just not the right fit. And it's okay to like look behind the curtain and find out what their marriage is like and what their home life is like. And I want them to be good at both work and home life if I'm going to receive coaching, not just one.
Absolutely. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's break down some of your businesses, because every time you bend your finger, I see this beautiful fabric.
And
I love fabric. I don't know if you have any. Do you have any purses to show us there? Do you have anything you can show us?
Yes. Let's take a look here.
I mean, come on. We might as well do this part. This is fun. I've never had this on the show, and I've been doing the show for 16 years, just so you know.
Okay. Oh, yes. Good for you. Here's one of them. This is a mini backpack. This is Rudy. This is a little travel cube that we love. This is called a Kinley cube. So this is a niece and this is a niece, actually. I'm showing you all the bright colors because we're in the middle of spring, but I have a ton of subtle stuff, so nobody freak out. Then I have a little Razzie bag, which is like, you know, like all the Kavu bags, the super trending Kavu bags. There we go. Yeah. Then we have some subtle. And then we wouldn't be South Dakota if we didn't have cowhide. So these bags. Yeah. So the ones that I'm showing you are, these are ready to, we call them ready to ship. Like, I've already made them. You can buy them straight out. But the majority of my orders are actually custom bags. So when you go to designyourownpurse.com, you select the style of the bag, and then it's an illustration. And then you click on 60 different fabrics and they appear. And then you pick the leather, and then you pick the features, and you pick the zippers. So when you get your custom bag, you picked out all the elements. So that's a really fun experience. And I love making those ones because it's so fun to see what people are loving.
I would love to see what the funkiest one. Okay, so wait a minute. Let's back up. Is that the name of the company, designyourpurse.com?
It's Rebecca Scott Designs, but my website is designyourownpurse.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
15 plus years.
Mm-hmm. I love that part. The part because I'm a funky girl and I love bright colors. So I could see it like matching one of my book covers. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. I love it. Yes. We love color, but then it's interesting because we do custom. I need to supply both. So I've had some beautiful, subtle finishes, but then they do like a poppy color and you're like, oh my gosh, this woman is amazing. It's been so fun to work with women over the years because every one of them is different. I've never made this. Well, that'd probably be an exaggeration, but they're almost always a little different on every one of them.
Yeah. I can see something with subtle outside, then you open up and it's like, boom, inside is wild.
That's what I say all the time, Sandy. I say, okay, if you want to have a subtle purse, I totally get it. But then the inside is where they have more fun. And that's all of those fabrics. So the inside would go a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fun. Yeah. So fun. And I love that you're creating that. I mean, so good. Mm-hmm. All right. That's one. Then the other is your podcast. Tell us about your podcast.
Yes. Yes. And then also on the one, there's the 1948 leather. So that's all the genuine leather. And that's on the website as well. So you'll see that. Okay. My podcast is called The Encourager. And we are we're close to 300 episodes. I always joke, and you've been doing it longer than me. Like, we were podcasting before everybody was. Now it's like,
I'm a little older. You know what I mean? I was doing it just to connect with people around the world. And I wanted to discover people that were doing such positive things in the world that probably wouldn't pick up the phone for me. And it was a way for me to connect. So that was, I have been having fun my entire life. So that's what I did because I'm an entrepreneur my whole life too, Rebecca, but my thing was health club. So I wanted to meet people and new ways of how the mind and body worked. And I couldn't get to them. So when I started a podcast or a radio show, I was able to get to people.
They were good. That's so smart. That is such a spirit of entrepreneurism. Yes. Well, and I started the podcast because I kept having women ask me when I was at the shows. They would say, how are you doing this? They would see the picture of my big family. They would see that we farmed and ranched. They would see the sheer collection of bags. And they're like, how are you doing this? And I have a radio background. So I thought, I'll just record. I'll just tell them. Yeah. It was very brief. But I thought, I'll just jump on the microphone and tell them and encourage them. And so we're like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years in. And I still got a lot more to say and a lot more to encourage. So we're still at it.
I love the name, Encourager. It just says it all, right? It says it all.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So that's number two. I know you mentioned the farm, but I feel like I'm missing something.
Well, we call it three brands. So it's Rebecca Scott Designs. That's the canvas brand. And then I have a genuine leather brand. That's the 1948. Mm-hmm. And then my third is the Encourager.
Yeah. And then, whoa. But didn't you mention, do you also do individual coaching?
Yes. That's part of the Encourager brand. So I do one-on-one coaching. And I do love that. Remember, not if you don't want to trade places with them, right? I just help women make sure their home and work life harmonize a little bit better. Ask them the tough questions about, well, how many hours are you actually working? And does that work? And could we adjust some things? And then I also do a membership course where it's just 2 hours of coaching a month. And we have students in that. And then they can come and go as they want. But if they just they don't want constant content flooded at them, you know, when you take a course and it's like a fire hose, I started realizing that in the women that I was coaching that they just felt so overwhelmed, not necessarily with what I was giving them for coaching, but all the courses they were taking. And so my friend and I, Tiffany, decided to set out with a course that was just 1 hour at a time that they could make purposeful progress on things they wanted to, you know, succeed at, but couldn't do it in like a 10-hour digital course. Not going to happen. So we created the membership. And then I also have an academy. And that's a digital course that talks about all the systems we just went over, the five key systems. Yeah. And that too, you guys, that too, I was like, okay, well, how long should this be? So it's less than 6 hours. They each have their own little guided workbook. you answer the questions for your unique family, and then you have lifetime access. So if you're like, my food system is completely broke, you can go back, you can look at the video, you can take new notes on what your current situation is and make the adjustments.
You know, you're giving me ideas, because my end of the market is more, their kids are out of the house, they're empty nesters, but these women are not done. A lot of them, you know, have been in big business, CEOs, CFOs, and entrepreneurs, but they're like, I'm not ready to get off the stage yet. Like, you know what I mean? I got more life in me. And it's the same thing. But they, here's the thing, and you mentioned at the beginning, it was very intriguing to me. You said I'm more disciplined than passionate, maybe you said, or it was more disciplined
motivated.
Than
motivated.
Motivated. Mm-hmm. And I think that's huge. Because I meet a lot of women, they got great ideas, they're very passionate, but they don't have the discipline. They'll sit down and they'll block out that hour or two to write a book, for example. And the next thing they know, they get pulled in another direction. So I got to get this other question. And that's what they want to know. It's the same thing. These women are empty nesters, but it's the same kind of system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they are in charities and community events. They end up, you know, once they sold their business or retired, they end up doing more than they did before.
Yeah.
You know,
and caretaking.
And they get pulled in all these directions. So they want to know. Mm-hmm. How do you stay on course? They seem to block things out, but then the emails come, the calls come, and they get off track so easily.
Mm-hmm. I would set the intention before you start that block of time is what does done look like? Just asking yourself that question, what does done look like? You know, in my stage right now, I do that with laundry. I have to tell the kids, this is what done looks like. It has to be in your drawer. If it's in the basket, that's not done. So when you start that 2-hour block or you're going to write for that morning, be a little bit more clear about, I'm going to write this morning. Woo-hoo. Put a few more details to it. Are you going to write 2 chapters? Are you going to write for 2 hours? And maybe you, especially if the way that you function is, if I tell you you have to write for 2 hours and you're like, ew, gross. Okay, that says a lot. Then just write for 2 chapters. But tell me what is your, what will motivate you more? You know, because some people are like, don't stick me on this chair. That would be me. Do not stick me here for 2 hours. But if you tell me the done is you've written 3 chapters, then I'll race it because that's just my personality. I'm like, watch this. So I'll do it quicker. But just ask yourself, what does done look like for you? And then when that part is complete, then you can go to the shiny object. Another trick, because I am very like, you know, my thoughts are moving just as fast as who you are coaching, is if I get a shiny idea while I'm working on something, then I use my piece of paper and my pencil on my agenda sheet and I get to write it down. But then I can go back to focusing. So it's not that you can't do it, because I'm obviously multi-passionate. It's not that you can't pursue those things, just not in that moment. So take a note, let it have some place to sit. So it's not in your brain, let it have a place to sit. Then you can return to it later, but keep on track of what you're doing.
I like that. Like, okay, oh, I got an idea, put it over there.
Yeah. You want as many ideas as possible. Absolutely. Yeah, and all of those, like, you don't know if it's God saying, hey, write this down. So like have a spot where it can live, but then stay on task for your finished complete.
All right. They want to know, what do you eat?
Oh, well, we're Midwest producers. So obviously there's beef involved and there's chicken. But I am also like, I love to bake. So there's a lot of 9x13s of bars. Let's see what else. I mean, it's just meat and potatoes. And my husband jokes that he wishes it was meat and meat. Like he's that like ingrained for Midwest, but it's nothing fancy. You guys, oatmeal in the morning. And I hardly eat lunch and I should, I totally get it, but I'm also been genetically blessed with tons of energy and I love exercise. So that probably helps with all the bars.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I don't go for that, by the way. You know, for years, I used to not tell people I don't eat breakfast. If I look at breakfast, Rebecca, I go, oh, I don't want it. I don't even. So eat, your body will tell. I mean, if you're getting lightheaded, dizzy, I get it. And now they're like, oh, intermittent fasting. I've been like, yeah, I've been doing that my whole life.
Isn't that funny? I'm the same way. I'm like, I don't want to eat lunch. It slows me down. And this whole intermittent fasting, like, I think that's what I've been doing.
And for me, it's the same thing. If someone gave me a healthy drink and put it on my desk, I would eat it, but I could forget. to eat.
Oh, for sure. Because
I don't want to stop and eat it, because once I eat, it's the same thing. So yeah, it's working. Keep going. All right. So you told us about your morning routine. You told us about your exercise, what you eat, your system. Mm-hmm. Do you have a routine or anything you do before bed?
Well, I have four kiddos, so that's this whole thing. So I say goodnight to everybody. I even tuck in my son at 17. I guess it doesn't look like tucking him in, but he lets me kiss the top of his head. We pray with him and then head upstairs. I have had to do more skincare in the last decade than I would ever like to from a farm girl, but I don't know. It's like a three-step, whatever the latest thing was. Do not get skincare advice from me. And then I say my prayers. And then I have been enjoying reading, and I didn't used to read because I thought it would like make my brain just start operating. I'm trying to shut down. And, but what I was reading before bed was like all like self-help and learning and stuff. And when I switched to reading novels, oh my gosh, I have loved it. I love learning about different characters and stuff. And that is actually, I think, just been a really, I wouldn't say it helps me sleep better. But it's just a fun thing to look forward to, is reading a book that isn't going to improve me.
No, it's true, because then you it wakes you up. You can't do it.
Yes. Yes.
It's been awesome. I'm glad I figured out how to do it on my phone, because it wasn't letting you
me
in.
Me too.
I'm like, what the heck?
Me too.
But before we go, first of all, you're a delight. I'm so glad
Thank
we connected.
You.
It's been a pleasure. Anything you want to say to the people out there around the world, because there's men and women that listen that you haven't been able to get.
I love it. This will be written on my gravestone. Just 1% it. So all of these big ideas or these small ideas that you have, just take 1% progress on it. So that's one Google search. Maybe that's one email. Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe it's a coffee date. But just do everything that's a big idea and seems overwhelming. Just start it at 1%. And it'll start snowballing into exactly what you want. So try everything at 1%.
You're going to have a big tombstone, Rebecca. Okay.
It's going to sound like I talk about death a lot, but I don't.
No, I get it. It's to inspire you to live large, to what do you want to call it? All right. Where can they reach you? Tell us again how they can find you. I get a different company. So tell us again.
Sure. So if you're interested in listening to the podcast or getting into coaching or want to take a digital course that'll drastically change how you do both home and work life, go to theencourageracademy.com. If you want to listen to the podcast, go to the Encourager podcast, and I'd love to hear from you. And then if you want a really cute purse that you want to custom make, go to designyourownpurse.com.
Awesome sauce. All right, my Let's Keep It Real people. Come on. You know you're going to want to share it, like it, and rate it, spread the love. There's so many people out there that could benefit from this. You know it, you know it, you know it. And you know how much I'll appreciate it, and so will Rebecca. And until next time, you know what I'm going to say. Thank you, Rebecca, and toodles.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe if you enjoyed the show. And remember, keep spreading the positive.